From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 4th, 2020. This week, we feature original music about some semi-aquatic, multi-legged creatures whose land-dwelling relatives are well-known in nature, human habitats, and human stories and legends. Have a listen to about 30 more seconds of the music and see if you know these creatures. And if you're fishing for a clue, count to 8. If you guessed fishing spiders, you were right. You've been listening to Spider Strike by Torrin Hallett, a graduate student at the Manhattan School of Music in New York. Over 40,000 species of spiders occur worldwide, and both real and imagined versions of these eight-legged creatures are a familiar part of human life, from corner cobwebs to comic book heroes to various cultural myths. Fishing spiders are probably less familiar to most people, although these spiders are large and they'll sometimes wander into houses. Fishing spiders get their name from their habit of capturing aquatic prey that sometimes includes fish. More typically, however, these spiders feed on insects. They can swim, dive, and walk across water to reach their prey. Living along the margins of streams, ponds, or other water bodies, they're known to anchor themselves to an object near the water, place their front legs on the water surface, and wait to ambush insects whose movements the spiders can detect through surface ripples sensed by the spider's legs. In this way, the water surface serves the function that a web provides for many terrestrial spiders. While fishing spiders don't make webs to capture prey, they do produce silk to make structures for protecting their eggs. Accordingly, they're classified in the family known as nursery web spiders. At about 3 inches long, fishing spiders are some of the largest spiders in Virginia. They aren't venomous to humans, but they may bite. Look for them, carefully, along water bodies in vegetation, under rocks, or on trees. Thanks to Torrin Hallett for composing this week's music, especially for Virginia Water Radio. And we close with the last few seconds of Spider Strike. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.